Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Just thanking God for our great church, for our great teacher, our pastor, that teaches us always in the ways of God. God has a way. Thanking God how the wise man Solomon wrote, he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man."
Beautiful.
At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, my elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We're glad to be with you today, another Sabbath day. God have opened up this door of utterance. We are God's church. We are the church of God. We are established in His Word, which is the commandments of God. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We're not into a bunch of meats and drinks. We keep the 10 precepts, and there is no, you can't eat this and no, you can't eat that in them. We're a holy nation unto the Lord. We're going to talk about what a man will give in exchange for his soul today. Before we get into that, we have a poem from our sister Tatum and announcements, and the choir or our ensemble is going to sing you this number that Deacon Darrell wrote. There they be, Deacon Darrell.
Lord, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus, the word. The Father gave me commands to live by, for my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make, not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the Lord keeps me separate from the world.
I will make up, I have boundaries, great counsel of Him of Jesse. Oh, I can see hope, glory, I can see whatever comes on my heart. There may be
in hard times. Come, but I fight, and none disturbs my rest. It's my peace, it's my joy, knowing how I am blessed, keeping all 10, free from all sin, 'cause you promised Abraham.
Still,
how we live,
I can see hope.
there they be, the laws of God should be in your heart, because the Lord said, I will write them in your inward parts, and I will be your God. I enjoyed that number. They are sanctified that sang that song. Now, before we go any further, before we hear our poem, and our Elder Miles is getting at the piano, Deacon Debbie have these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. We hope you drop us a line. Let us know what you are getting from this broadcast. And I hope you're not getting mad, but that you are getting understanding, enjoying the Word of God. Our sister Tatum is ready, and thank God for you, sister Tatum. You have a poem for us?
Well, yes, a precious day.
Thank God.
Oh, Lord, I'm thanking you for my life in this precious day. Have no mind to harm no one. Have a mind to pray. All I ask in this great day is keep my mind on you. And if a trial or test should come, I know you'll take me through. There are many good things in this day. If one would seek, would find. But one of the greatest joys in it is having a peace of mind. If the enemy can't disturb the mind with hate, with fear, with doubt, and we know whatever comes about that you will work it out. What else can matter in this day that one need worry or ponder? If righteous living is what counts, what else would be to wonder? So Lord, please help me keep my mind in this precious day and bless me to remember when it's gone to stay.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. That's wonderful. Thank God for these poems. Much truth are in these poems. Much truth are in the Psalms. And moreover, they're all of truth. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? And if you do righteousness, you are righteous as he is righteous. That's what the scripture says, which I set before you this day. I believe the scriptures, and I believe God's word. Now let's go to Matthew 16 and 26. It's been said many times over the broadcast, down through the time, before I came on the broadcast, we're not fighting against anybody. We're fighting against the devil. We're fighting against false doctrine. We're fighting against untruths. That's what we fight against. We are for the truth. We are for rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you feel we're on this broadcast bringing you false doctrine, you're welcome to come over to 425 Laconia Boulevard, fly, beam yourself, however you want to get here, and we can discuss where I'm wrong and what I'm teaching is wrong. But I say the word of God stands alone. Isn't that beautiful? It's going to stand forever. Now, Matthew 16 and 26, evangelist says what?
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
This scripture has been read down through time. Ministers love to read this scripture, and members love to hear it and quote it. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What?
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
So if we want our souls, we have to exchange something. And that's service to God. That's our plight. If you want to gain your soul in the end, give God service. Yes. Now, what does the 24th verse say?
Then said Jesus unto his disciples.
These are ones that are following the Lord. And we're yet followers today of the Word, because the Word is the Lord. The Word took on flesh, and we called his name Jesus, and he went back to being just the Word. He was yet the Word in the flesh, but he don't have flesh anymore. And his name is yet Jesus, but he's just a spirit. He's God. He's the Word. Many.
Then said Jesus
unto his disciples, what?
If any man.
Any man. Anyone. What?
Will come after me, let him deny himself.
So if you've got to go after God. God got many ways to get our attention. But after he gets our attention, after we hear the call, we have to go after him.
Yes.
And in order to do that, what did he say? Let what?
Let him deny himself.
So in order to go after the Lord, we've got to deny ourselves. That's the service. And denying ourselves is denying ourselves of the old life that we have or had before we've tasted of God.
Yes.
Learned about God. Been converted to God. Read.
And take up his cross.
Now there's a cross for everyone. Because the cross the Lord took up was to die for the sins of the people. And our cross is to die out of sin.
Yes.
Both involves the flesh.
Yes.
Denying it. The Lord had to deny himself comfort.
Yes.
Deny himself of not dying, but took on the suffering of death for us.
Yes.
We have to deny ourselves of the works of the flesh.
Yes.
To service God.
Yes.
Many ministers don't know it, and if they do know it, they won't tell you that. Because you'll get up and walk out. Because people love their own selves more than God. And they find out, I don't like God. When they really find out the knowledge of God. As the scripture says in Isaiah, there is no beauty that you would desire him. You've truly got to be chosen for this call.
Yes.
To give up your life. As the Lord chose to die for the people.
Yes.
And that's the mind we have of Christ, to die.
Yes.
Just like he did.
Yes.
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. What?
And follow me.
So if you have a mind to deny yourself, you've got to follow someone to tell you, to show you the way how to deny yourself and what to deny yourselves of.
Yes.
You've got to follow someone.
Yes.
And the cross that will deny you from feeding your flesh is the Word, God's commandments.
Yes.
Because it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So when you deny yourself of having gods before God, you're servicing God.
Yes.
And the old man dies.
Yes.
That's
Beautiful.
The cross that we must take up. And you've got to follow someone in order
Yes.
to maintain your stand.
Yes.
To learn what to deny yourselves of.
All
what?
Right. For whosoever.
Thank God.
Will save his life.
What?
Shall lose
so
it.
So when you begin to. You think. Follow the Lord. And you're not following the Lord unless you are following his word. When you begin to follow the Lord. If you are not denying yourself. You're saving the old man. When we. Love our mother, father, sister, brother, and ourselves more than God. We're preserving the old man.
Yes.
But when you give up that love and love God with all your heart, all your soul first,
yes,
the old man dies.
Yes.
Now we're serving God.
Yes.
That's right. Beautiful.
For whosoever will save his life, what?
Shall lose it.
If you save the old man, in the end you're going to lose your soul.
Yes.
But what?
And whosoever will lose his life,
what?
For my sake.
Now it's not losing the works of the flesh, the old man, your thoughts and desires for freedom, natural freedom, or to fight a cause. It's got to be for, as Lord said, my sake, for the
right.
word's sake, for holiness'
right.
sake,
yes.
for
mm-hmm.
to be righteous,
yes.
that's sake,
yes.
to be sanctified,
all right.
to please God.
Yes.
And we do it for that reason.
Right.
What?
For his life, for my sake, shall find
now
it.
Now you're going to find your soul. You're going to find your soul in the end with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to deny ourselves of the old man. And most of these so-called churches that say they love the Lord and are not keeping God's commandments cannot tell you this and teach this to you.
Right.
Because if you don't keep God's commandments, you really don't love the Lord.
That's right.
How plain and simple. Because the Lord said, if you love me,
keep
my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4 and 1, what does it say?
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh.
What?
Arm yourselves likewise.
So listen to what the scripture is saying. We have to arm ourselves with the same mind, a mind to die.
Yes.
Are you getting that teaching where you're sitting in these pews, in these churches, in the synagogues? Because that's our plight, to die out of
yes,
the old ways.
Yes.
So we have to learn what the Lord's ways are.
Mm-hmm.
And he made his ways known to Moses. He also made his ways known to the disciples that were following him.
Yes.
And these are the ones that's writing about it. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Nine.
What?
For he that hath suffered in the flesh.
What?
Hath ceased from sin.
Well, wait a minute. Make these jackleg preachers a liar because the preachers say no one can help but sin. Somebody's lying.
All right.
Because when you cease from serving the flesh, you cease from sin.
Yes.
When you have the mind of Christ. To suffer in the flesh,
right.
you cease from sin. Now, it's not talking about your natural flesh. It's talking about a fleshly mind. Read.
Mm-hmm. That he no longer
what?
Should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men.
So it's talking about these desires that men have, male and female, that are not like God. When we deny ourselves of these feelings, hatred, variance, it's a suffering because the nature is to feed it when it comes about. But to deny ourselves, bring our minds and bodies under subjection to God's will, it's a suffering.
Yes.
And when we do that, we don't sin.
That's right.
Now, let's go to Galatians 5,
mm-hmm.
5 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make this very plain. No one has to guess about what we're talking about. Because we're not talking about a natural body.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about what controls the natural body, your mind. And your mind is either spiritual or fleshly.
Yes.
And it's called the old man when you're in the flesh.
Yes.
With a fleshly, carnal mind.
Yes.
Galatians 5 and 16, what does it say?
This I say then. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Well, the church goes, love that. We're in the Spirit. And in the Spirit is in the Holy Ghost. But how can you be in the Spirit if you're not holy? And I understand the Lord said he does not dwell in an unclean temple. Well, how can God dwell in the temple if no one can be clean? You said, well, no one can help but sin. In him is no sin. So either you are in him or you're not. If you're in the Lord, you don't sin. Because the scripture says if you abide in him, you sinneth not. How plain is that? So somebody's lying to you.
Yes.
Read it again.
This I say then.
What?
Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit.
The flesh, a fleshly mind, is against the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. What?
And the Spirit against the flesh.
And it's against the flesh. How plain is that? Now, read the 19th verse. Here's what's against the Spirit of God. Here's what's against the law of God, His Word. What?
Now the works of the flesh are manifest.
What?
Which are these? Adultery.
What?
Fornication.
What?
Uncleanness.
What?
Lasciviousness.
What?
Idolatry. Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulation. Wrath. Strife. Sedition. Heresies.
What?
Envies. Murders. Drunkenness.
What?
Reviling. And such like.
All such like. What?
Such like of the which I tell you
what?
Before, as I have also told you in time
past. I don't know if these preachers are telling you what Paul is talking about or what he's saying here. What did he say?
That they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
How plain is that? Because all of these things are against God's law. Thou shalt not covet, bear false witness, steal, commit adultery, kill. All of it, murder. That's all the same thing.
Yes.
And the rest having gods before God. Variance, because God is telling us which way to go, but the old man varies and cannot obey God. Let's go to Romans 8 and 8. Let's see what Romans say.
Yeah.
It's very plain, but how many, when they read what's required of God, are willing to suffer to get there? That's what the Lord says. Except the man deny himself. You have to deny yourself of all of these feelings and actions to please God. Take up his word, you won't do that. 8:8, what does it say, Romans?
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please
How
God.
How plain is that? But if a man deny himself of the works of the flesh, now you can please God, which means you don't sin. Fifth verse, what does it say?
Six.
Fifth verse, what does it say?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things
so
of the flesh.
So if you're after God, you will deny yourself of paying attention and feeding these feelings that come up.
Yes.
You don't mind the things of the flesh. But they that
but
are after the Spirit, what?
After the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Isn't that, how plain is that?
That's right.
Let's go to 7th chapter, 7 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
We want to mind the things of God.
Yes. All
right. The things that God are calling for,
yes.
is calling for, not killing, committing adultery, stealing. That's the things we want to mind.
Yes.
Not the devil and not our feelings that are of the devil. Yes.
All right.
We want to kill those ways.
Yes.
Romans. 7 and 12, what does it say?
Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy,
what?
And just and good.
You show me anywhere in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation where God destroyed that which is holy, just and good. Show it to me. And if you show it to me, I'll eat it.
All right.
Bring it to me, I'll eat it.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Because God will be destroying himself.
That's yes.
That's right.
Read the 14th verse.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
The law is spiritual.
But I am.
So if the law is spiritual, we're going to mind the things that are spiritual.
Yes.
8th chapter again. 8 and 5. Read it again.
Five.
We're going to mind the things that God give us that are spiritual, which is God's law.
Yes.
8 and 5.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
What?
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
So when you are after the Spirit, you mind the Word of God.
All right.
You mind not having any gods before God, not taking His name in vain, not making any graven images, not forgetting the Sabbath to keep it holy, honoring the Father and His Word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now read the 6th verse.
For to be carnally minded
what?
Is death.
So when you're carnally minded, you're in sin because you cannot be subject to God's way.
Yes.
His law, what?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So when we are spiritually minded, although the Lord was on his way to the cross to die for the sins of the people, he had peace with God because he pleased God.
Beautiful.
It pleased God to bruise him.
Yes.
Through that devil.
Yes.
And those the devil used. It pleases God that we should suffer in the flesh to cease from sin.
Yes.
That's our plight.
Yes. Beautiful.
Read.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
A carnal mind, the old man, that natural mind we were born with, is an enemy to God. And what?
And for it is not subject to the law of God.
So if it's not subject to God's law, we cannot please God.
All right.
So we have to be converted, turned, and take on a spiritual mind, which means we obey God. And it's a suffering, but we have to stay with it.
Yes. Yes.
Stay on the cross,
yes.
On God's word.
Yes.
Until that old nature is gone.
Yes.
We take on his nature divine.
All
that's
right.
The mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Neither indeed can be.
What?
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Now, beautiful, let's go back to Peter, 1 Peter 4 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep this in our minds, because what will a man give in exchange for his soul? I'll tell you what, a life to God.
Yes.
Service to God. That's how you exchange. That's what you exchange for your soul.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? 1 Peter 4 and 1, read it again.
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh.
What?
Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
Well, I understand it says, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Which was also in Christ Jesus. So we that are the disciples of the Lord,
yes,
must have a mind to die,
yes,
out of the things that are not like God.
Yes, Lord.
Die out of our old ways.
Yes, Lord.
And take on the ways that please God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
Let's go to Romans 5 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
So we that have suffered in the flesh, we cease from sin. As the Lord said, who convinceth me of sin? And I thank God. It's the grace of God that have given us a mind, which is his mind, because we chose to take it on,
yes, Lord,
to yield to his word.
Yes.
God gave us his mind by presenting us the mind he has. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
5 and 21, Romans.
That as sin hath reigned unto
the old man, although it may be moral in many cases, it reigns unto death.
Because
there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. If you're not sanctified, you are in death.
Yes.
As sin...